This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to Psalm 111. Psalm 111, the reading begins at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalm 111, verses 1 through 10. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for being able to commune with you this day in the word of the Lord, and particularly in Psalm 111. Let's use as our topic, our theme, our subject, God, the source of wisdom. God, the source of wisdom. God, the source of wisdom. There is in planet Earth the belief that men are born intelligent. There is the belief that men create knowledge. There is the belief that some men are more intelligent than others. There is the belief that there have been and are people on planet Earth who may be given the title genius. There is the belief that on planet Earth there have been and there may still be great thinkers. And there are and have been people on planet Earth who thought of themselves and or think of themselves as great thinkers. And so the philosophy relative to intellect and that which has to do with being able to derive great solutions and great philosophies and to solve great problems, there is the belief on planet Earth that there are men and women who are able to do so, while there are others who are not. But the Bible brings to our view and for our consideration not just great intellect. One may be able to process certain real phenomena on planet Earth and even come up with solutions that check out as being correct when using the so-called scientific process or mathematical formula. But all of that does not equate into wisdom, nor does it equate with wisdom. And so I make very clearly now, I establish very clearly the boundary between intellect and wisdom. And I say and declare that there is a definite, determinate boundary that exists between intellect and wisdom. There is a definite and fixed boundary that exists between genius and wisdom. There is a fixed and determinate boundary that exists between great thinkers and wisdom. Some of you perhaps are beginning to scratch your heads and wonder, how can there be a boundary between intellect and wisdom, particularly great intellect? How can there be a determinate and fixed boundary between genius, and wisdom? How can there be a determinate and fixed boundary between great thinking and wisdom? And it is understandable that you would ask that question. But I will defer to the Word of God. I will defer to the Word of God for this answer, and particularly to Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10 reads as follows: "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." And so Psalm 111 very clearly reveals the boundary that exists between all other intellect and wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10 reveals the boundary that exists between all great thinking and wisdom. The boundary between what we call genius and wisdom is clearly revealed in Psalm 111, verse 10. What is it, Reverend? It is the fear of the Lord. All who do not have the fear of the Lord, no matter how great we think they are in thinking, no matter how much genius or how great a genius we think they are, no matter how much intellect they have, no matter what score, how high they score on our IQ tests, they are on the low side or the outside or the other side of the boundary of wisdom. As a matter of fact, no matter how great they are, no matter what they have ever created or what they've ever done, what they've ever said, what they've ever written, what they've ever proposed, if they do not have the fear of the Lord, they do not have wisdom. What did you say, Reverend? I said, if they do not have the fear of the Lord, they do not have wisdom. Well, Reverend, how can you contend that? That doesn't make sense. The Word of God says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you do not fear God, wisdom cannot even begin to exist in you, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it is very clear. I have spoken with people who are supposed to be so very great, and when I come to the realm of the discussion of the Word of God, they had absolutely no capacity therefore. Anyone who has no capacity for discussing the Word of God cannot be wise. Anyone who has no fear of God cannot be wise. Anyone who says there is no God cannot be wise. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So no matter what one has created, no matter what one has written, no matter how high one is held in esteem by men, and it doesn't matter how many men, whether one man or 10 billion men, no matter how many human beings hold you in high esteem, if you have no fear of God, you have no wisdom. And I see this all the time. Not only do people who have no fear of God have no wisdom, they don't want to hear those of us who are wise. And when we open our mouths, they only want us to speak a minute or two. They normally limit us to 2 minutes, 3 at the most. That is indicative of people who do not truly have a fear of God. And I tell you, the 21st century is chock full of people, C-H-O-C-K, chock full of people who have no wisdom. They do not want to listen to those of us who fear God, but they will sit all day and all night and listen to ungodly people on TV or go to movies and stay 4 hours, because entertainment is what they accept. They will accept entertainment. They will accept interesting things. But when it comes to the fear of God or the Word of God, they've gotten so now at funerals, they will say, you can talk about the deceased, but not more than 2 minutes. That is a total insult, to say you can talk, but not more than 2 minutes. Most of us who fear the Lord will say, forget it. Forget it. You're going to limit me to 2 minutes? Forget it. I am a man of wisdom. The wisdom of God that is in me is insulted by your saying, talk 2 minutes. And even in meetings, people will say, well, if you're going to say something, just talk no more than 3 minutes. Well, you've got to be at work 8 hours. You're going to sit around and surf the internet and shop and chat and so forth and waste half the day. And then you're going to go to a meeting and say, well, don't talk but 2 or 3 minutes. That's why some nations are losing their competitive edge, because they will not take time to listen to people of wisdom. The source of wisdom is Almighty God. God, the source of wisdom, and without the fear of God, you have no wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10 is very clear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. And so I say to Christians, when you encounter people who don't want to hear you, say what you can when you're in a configuration that you can speak, and try to bring them to God. But they do not have wisdom, and they will not have wisdom until they begin to fear him. And so don't get insulted. Understand it's because they do not have the fear of God. Don't get mad, but understand what you're told and what we're told in Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a person who wants to limit the Spirit of God that way, because that's what they're doing. They do not see the Spirit of God in us. All they see is a human package standing before them, and they have no concept of the eternal and the Almighty God who speaks in us and through us. It is a sad situation, and they've almost become a helpless generation. It is difficult to help them because we cannot counsel them with the wisdom that God has placed in us. They have been deceived and captured by Satan, and he's having a field day with them, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. But rather than get mad and upset, rather than worry, that is not our job. Worrying is not our job. We pray for them and preach to them as the Lord makes a way for us to preach to them. And you may even say, well, why don't you preach in those 2 minutes? And maybe we should. Maybe we should not be mad, because we understand their limitation, that they are limiting us to 2 minutes, and maybe we ought to get up and use those 2 minutes to get them saved, because it is very clear that they are not saved. But be it known that it is an offense. It is offensive to limit a person of God to 2 minutes. It is offensive, and it lets you know that Satan is operating, and is happening so much now in church. So very, very, very much now in church, as well as in other configurations. Don't speak but a minute. Don't speak but 2 minutes, and sit down. Why? So they can run home, so it can turn out quickly, and they can run home and be counseled by the satanic talking heads on television. Oh, I don't want to create an argument, but the truth is the truth. And the truth in Psalm 111 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you do not fear the Lord, not only you, but anyone who does not fear the Lord does not have wisdom. Because wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. And there is a boundary between all intellect and wisdom, and that is the fear of the Lord. All who are on the outside of the fear of the Lord have no wisdom. And all who are on the inside of the fear of the Lord, they have wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And some of you say, I don't agree with that, Paige. Well, God said that in Psalm 111, verse 10. And so if you don't agree with it, you may want to look him up and discuss it with him. But I caution you on how you approach him and what you say to him. This is Pastor Clarence William Page. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the wisdom you give your people. Thank you for Psalm 111, verse 10. Thank you for that great and marvelous and magnificent wisdom that's given to the people of God, even to Christians. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh,